This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's called the Great Reset. Tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And then the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then about that nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand. Like, I like living, right? Like, I like talking about that. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. You'll never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them, and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything. And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. Going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who InfoWars is. I'm playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, we know that corporate media, globalist media, is a fraud and they're out to get us. We already know that. And we've always, at least I've always heard for decades, that the New York Times bestseller list is extremely political about what they allow on it. But the story's a lot bigger than that. This is about, in my view, organized fraud. Because imagine if it's a nationalist or populist book that is popular and goes to the top 5 or 10 or number 1 and they block it. Well, that's what they're going to do with ratings. We came out that Nielsen will give higher ratings to CNN or MSNBC than they actually have. Or they'll cheat in an election and give more votes to the establishment candidate than the other. What it is fraud. They're willing to put their finger on the scale. And so there's a big article out on Friday breaking Alex Jones' blast the New York Times bestseller list is pure fraud. Pretty powerful headline. But I should have come up with a headline, New York Times caught in massive fraud. Because our book, published by Skyhorse Publishing, The Great Reset and the War for the World, went to number 2 on a bunch of other major charts. It was in the top 10 routinely on Amazon. That's not counting books getting sold all these third-party places, just in a few places they track. It was really number 1, and it didn't even make it into the New York Times bestseller list, and books that sold a fraction made it to the top. That's emblematic of a scam. So Tony Lyons is the founder and CEO and owner of Skyhorse, which is the biggest independent book publisher in the country. I think it has the most courage out there. That's why I published my book with Tony Lyons. He joins us to talk about this. We can also put the book on the screen. I had a copy here with me, but somebody took it off my desk. The Great Reset and the War for the World. I've talked to friends and family in Dallas and Austin who went into bookstores, and in one case, there was 5 books. And by the time she left, there was 1 book left. She bought one. That's while she was there. And it was a similar story out of Dallas. So thanks for everybody getting this book. It's a political statement to have it. It's the blueprint of the New World Order. They don't want it read. And imagine if this went to number 1, which we know it really did. Imagine how big that would be for a cultural statement. But just like they'll steal an election, ladies and gentlemen, they will engage in this type of behavior. But we just get punch drunk to it, Tony, don't we? We just get punch drunk to them engaging in this type of behavior. What would you call it as the publisher of The Great Reset and the War for the World? What would you call this type of activity? And unlike corporate media, we're going to show people the other bestseller list.
were on multiple top lists, were number two, and a bunch of others were in the top five, top ten, and then doesn't even make the so-called vaunted New York Times bestseller list. That is a total red-handed event, I believe, that just took place. But you're the expert in publishing. What does this really mean?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly what's covered in your book. I mean, this kind of thing is the Great Reset, in that they want to control what you do, what you think, and what you read. And they use their bestseller list as a way to convince people that something is worth reading. So it's a recommended reading list. So this book sold more than any other hardcover nonfiction book in America last week. And it was nowhere on the New York Times bestseller list. So there was a book on that list that sold 3,500 copies. Your book, Alex, sold nine times as many copies as that book and didn't make it on their list. I mean, it's absolute fraud. And they are telling you, I mean, they are falsely claiming that this book isn't selling well. And it's the best-selling book in America this week. So it's insane, and we need to really fight against it. That the best-selling book in America doesn't make that list. You can't read about it in any mainstream newspaper. It's a total media silence, media blackout. And, you know, your viewers have to recognize what's happening here, that you've written an important book, and the subject matter of the book is exactly what's happening to the book, that they're trying to exercise total control. And what all the big tech platforms do with this kind of book is they don't allow you to advertise for it. They take likes off. They put this kind of friction on it so that it makes it really hard for people to find it. So they play around with the algorithms. So these companies are trying to control what you see, what you do, what you think, everything. And that's what this book is about. And that's why this book is so important.
Tony, you just said it way better than I can say it. I mean, to quantify this, it's number one in nonfiction, number two book in the world, according to Wall Street Journal and according to a bunch of other major lists. The New York Times says, no, yeah, we know we claim something's a bestseller because people believe in the knowledge of the crowd, but we're going to lie to you and tell you other stuff is. I mean, this really is fraud. It's absolutely insane. It shows we'd win the culture war overnight if they would just stop this censorship. It's a very ballsy move.
Yeah, I mean, this is just insane censorship, and they know what they're doing. And I called them up, and I asked them, what's the story here? You can look at NPD BookScan, and you see this monster number. How is it that you don't put it on the bestseller list? And they said, well, the sales didn't meet our standards. So I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, the sales didn't meet our standards. So I said, please clarify that. They then came back and said, it's just about sales. So I said, is this about the fact that it's Alex Jones? Is it about the fact that it's a subject matter that you disagree with? And they said, absolutely not. It's just sales. So they're so used to lying to the American public that they have no qualms about saying something that's so blatantly untrue. There's no way that this is about anything other than the subject matter. They don't want you to read this book. They don't want you to think about this book. They don't want you to believe that this is the best-selling book in America, and it is.
That's just amazing. And what I've anecdotally heard from friends and family about it, you know, the book being at the front of the store but selling out quickly, you were telling me on the phone the other day that, yeah, you're seeing massive orders at the bookstore level. So that's got to really freak out the establishment.
Sure. I mean, they will do everything to make it less likely that people buy this book. You know, like I said, there are going to be libraries that don't carry it. You know, small, privately owned bookstores all across the country are boycotting the book. They're not going to let us advertise for it, like I said before. So all of these different kind of frictions.
So they're in the book business, but they're really in the 1984 business of banning books.
Sure. You know, they specifically say that they won't carry books now that they disagree with. So there are hundreds of bookstores in this country that will not take even a special order. So if you call up a bookstore and say, I want 10 copies of Alex Jones's The Great Reset, they will say, we don't carry that book. We don't want the order. And these are struggling bookstores. So they feel so sort of empowered and so convinced that censorship is the right way to run a business. And, you know, the truth is that if you have a better argument, you don't need censorship. If they could address the claims in this book and disprove them, they would do that, right? I mean, why do they need to try to prevent people from reading the book by playing all these games if they have a real argument, if they could have a debate with you over these things that are happening in this country? But they don't want debate. They don't believe in debate because they're fascists and they're trying to force you to do what they want you to do and to think what they want you to think.
Well, that's right. I mean, talk about, we're going to go to break, but the Streisand effect, the arrogance of doing this, and I guess they think it's going to work, but it looks like so far it hasn't, thanks to all the great listeners and viewers that have gotten the book. And so this is a real political war here to continue to hammer this out. We come back, Tony Lyons, owner of Skyworks Publishing, that had the courage to put this book out, number one nonfiction in the world right now. We'll show you some of the actual charts where it's number one and number two, number five, number 10 around the world. Number one nonfiction book in the world right now. A huge success. Freedom is popular. But the tyrants that we're battling, we talk about in this book, are trying to suppress what you can read and what you have access to. Truly shameful.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Publisher at Skyhorse Publishing put out The Great Reset, The War for the World. He was telling me during the break he's never seen anything like it. The New York Times will push titles down, but if a book's number one, they've never taken it out of the bestseller list. This is fraud next level. They claim they're showing you best-selling books. They're lying to you and you're not. The other big charts show number two, number five, number 10, number six. We're going to go over those in a minute, but sir, you've got the floor to lay this out.
Yeah, so in 25 years of publishing books, I've published 59 New York Times bestsellers. I've seen the New York Times play all kinds of games. I've seen them take books that should have been number one and make it number five, make it number seven. But I've never seen them do this, where a book outsold any other book in the country in its category, and they did not put it on anywhere. And then they claimed that it was about sales. I mean, that is an absolute fraud on the American public. And, you know, if you look at some of the blurbs that we got for this book, you know, look, I want to just read a couple of things that people said. So Tucker Carlson said, if Alex Jones is just a crackpot, why are the most powerful people in the country trying to silence him? So you see that here, that the New York Times is trying to silence him, that, you know, every major newspaper is trying to silence him, that the government doesn't want you to read this book. And why is that? It's because they're afraid of the message in this book. Stephen Bannon says that people should read the book and decide for yourself. You know, that's, you know, what people need to do, what they need to have the right to do in a democracy is get real information. And, you know, what's happened over the last 2 years is that we've been told that the government or that big tech companies want to protect us from misinformation. But what it's really come down to is that they just want to tell their narrative and they want to get rid of every other narrative. And that's what Alex Jones is talking about in this book, that we have to protect freedom. And there are a bunch of things that you can do to help get this message out. So I would like people to go onto Facebook, to go onto YouTube, to go onto Instagram and say that the New York Times is committing the worst kind of fraud on the American public, that they took the number one best-selling book and they didn't list it anywhere. And that has to be called out. And people have to be alerted to the kinds of things that are happening, that all the big tech platforms now have been enlisted by the government to shut out any kind of dissent, that they're trying to prevent what they call confusion, and they're using what they call friction, which is de-emphasizing books, delisting books, making it harder for people to find things. And one of the ways that they do that is by keeping it off bestseller lists.
A very bold move. They're afraid of this because it's a countervailing narrative to their globalist narrative. They don't want a debate to be about a bunch of multinational corporations announcing the end of freedom.
Right. So, but what's really so shocking there is that exactly the same kinds of things that you're describing in this book are being used against this book. And they are truly, you know, trying kind of tooth and nail, doing everything they can do to get you not to get, you know, viewers and readers not to read the book. And I think you're going to see that more and more in the coming days. This is a playbook that they've described in pamphlets that they put out, where they say that they're going to partner with all kinds of places, that the government's going to partner with big tech companies, to make sure that the general public doesn't get any misinformation. And anytime you hear that word now from the government, it should be a red flag that this book is not misinformation. This is a narrative that they don't like. And if they have a good argument against the thoughts in this book, they should come out and make those arguments. They should disprove what Alex Jones says, not censor him. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it has to stop.
And we're unlike corporate media. We'll actually show you the real list. I've got the Wall Street Journal. I've got a bunch of others here. Number 2, Wall Street Journal. Number 2, Publishers Weekly. Number 10, USA Today, which includes all categories, including textbooks. Not even shown on the New York Times bestseller list. Total fraud. Here's the actual numbers. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Wall Street Journal made it the number 2 book. And the claim that I saw there was that there were about 6,000 copies sold that didn't actually get shipped because the book was selling so quickly in a 4 or 5 day period. So something like 36,000 were ordered, but only 30,000 shipped. So maybe the Wall Street Journal wasn't playing games there. That's kind of hard to tell. But the New York Times, clearly this is a game, this is fraud, and they're really struggling to tell their readers one narrative and to make sure that you don't get any other narrative, that you don't know the truth, you don't know what's selling, you don't know what people believe, you don't know what people are interested in. And if they can do that with a book, they can do it about anything. So you have to look at any story that a place like the New York Times publishes and wonder whether that itself is real misinformation, where they're just telling a story because they want you to believe that story, not because it's factual, not because it's based on research, and not because it's based on, in this case, the number of copies sold.
Well, Tony, I want to commend you and thank you for your courage and the fact I've been interviewing you for many years. I've at InfoWarsStore.com, we've sold hundreds of titles, like Robert F. Kennedy's book that came out that was huge. And you said, hey, let's do this. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And your courage doing this, because obviously you're going to get targeted. You're going to be attacked for what you've done. But regardless of your political bent, this is just pro-freedom to do this. And so I'm just blessed that you've been here. You've been involved in this. But I guess in closing, did you even expect the censorship to be this intense?
I did not think in my wildest dreams that they would totally keep it off the bestseller list. I mean, I've seen a lot of you know, stories coming out of the New York Times that I believe are just untrue. And I've seen all kinds of games on big tech platforms to make it less likely that you can buy something. But they are getting to the depths of corruption and of censorship. And, you know, this is something that I'm going to fight against for the rest of my life. I mean, people have asked me whether I'm afraid of standing up to these powerful forces that want to control what people think and read. And my position is I would be afraid not to. I would be afraid to live in a world where I couldn't and wasn't willing to fight against these kinds of things. And I'm glad to be partnering with you on this book because I've seen that you are fighting against these same kinds of forces.
We got 50 seconds left. As negative as this is and as sad as it is, they're showing themselves. We forced them out in the open. And so I think in the end we're going to win because now they're acting like complete and total tyrants.
Yeah, because this is so blatant that people ought to realize it. And that's what's happened during this whole 2 year period now, that there's been so much censorship, so much deplatforming of sort of doctors and scientists and writers and anybody who disagrees with a very specific narrative. And so what's happened is you went from sort of a counterculture of people who, you know, didn't believe the New York Times narrative or the U.S. government narrative on certain subject matters.
Tony, now, don't hang up. I got Alex Stein popping in briefly from Tucker Carlson. I'm going to come back.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that Jeffrey will brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
This story does not add up.
right, here's the bottom line. This isn't even about bringing in money. It does some of that. It's about culturally having the number one book and the people exposing Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and the New World Order and the Death Star plan of their operation. And that's why it was the number one book. And that's why the New York Times censored it when they're supposedly the most prestigious group that tells you what America's reading and what the people think. That's a fraud on their readers, on their supporters. But we're not going to give up. This is already a huge victory against their tyranny. The Great Reset and the War for the World. And there are a lot of important places to get it, but wherever you get it, call your bookstores when it sells out, ask for more. Do your Christmas shopping. Don't battle the crowds. Don't wait, you know, months and drive around in all the traffic. Just order 5, 6, 7 copies of the book right now at Amazon.com or InfoWarsStore.com or Skyhorse or Barnes & Noble, wherever, and know that it's a revolutionary act to share this book, that the enemies of free speech are scared of it. Piss in the face of the New York Times. Let them know you're aware of what they've done, because believe me, they're scared of the fact that I have the number one Joe Rogan podcast, 3 of them. They're scared of the fact that freedom is so popular, and they don't want to recognize that you recognize the truth and justice and freedom. Plus, the information in this book is insane. It's their own words. It's their own admissions. It's like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf saying what he would do, but people ignored it. We're showing you in their own words what they said they would do, and they're doing it. This is like their Mein Kampf, but I wrote it for them to bring them down. So Tony Lyons, in closing, how do people beat the censorship? How do they defeat it? The system's scared of this weapon. Everybody should use this book as a rallying point right now, because that's what it is.
Definitely. I mean, buying this book is an act of rebellion against the things that are described in this book. And they are using the methods that are described in this book against the book itself. So like I said, if you have a better argument, and I mean the New York Times, if the New York Times has a better argument, they don't need to censor the book. They're afraid of the book. They can't answer the allegations. They must know that they're true. But you know, for the New York Times, which is a news organization, to do everything they can to lie to the American people about the sales of a book in its first week. You know, that's what have we come to as a country? And, you know, like you were saying, there are periodicals that come out. This is one that says that they're going to do all these kinds of things. This is from the U.S. Surgeon General, and it basically says that they're going to have these kind of public and private partnerships, the kinds of things described in this book, to stifle dissent, to make sure that you can't get other ideas, other narratives. So this is an important book. I would like you guys to go onto social media to tell the world what's going on here. This was the best-selling book in America, and the New York Times is not listing it, not reviewing it, not saying a word about it. And, you know, Alex Jones has an important message that people have to read. And I would like to read Joe Rogan's blurb about Alex Jones. It says, Alex is right about far more than he's wrong about. He's the most misunderstood guy on the planet. So all the people who think that they disagree with you, Alex, they have to read this book. That's what happens in a democracy. If you're going to say you disagree with a book, you have to read it, you have to think about it, and then make a better argument. And everybody else, all of you people who have already bought copies and who know what Alex Jones stands for and what he said in this book, you should, like I said, go on social media, tell the world what's going on here, and expose all of these.
Yes, you're right. More importantly than just buying another copy to give us a gift, and that's important, is to now tell people why you got the book and do a review on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and exercise your free speech and say, I read the book. Here's what I think. And I'm trying to think of a headline for this show that we're live right now. I'm going to re-air part of it tomorrow after the Andrew Tate interview we're going to premiere. But, I mean, it's breaking. New York Times caught in massive censorship scandal. Suppresses number one book in the world for political views. I mean, this is a big deal, and they're trying to just normalize they can do stuff like this. No, it's not normal. That's what tyrants do. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. Mao did it. Fidel Castro did it. Hugo Chavez did it. They try to just normalize this type of crap. This is outrageous.
People have to know that when they go on the internet now, they can see things that aren't true. When they read the New York Times, they can read things that just blatantly aren't true. You know, you can have a book that, you know, doesn't have any likes, for example, because the specific platform doesn't like that book, so they take the likes down. So we've seen that in book after book. But this book so far, it's got more than 500 reviews, and they're, you know, almost all five star. So the people are speaking. The people who are actually reading the book are really
getting on Amazon, like a 99% positive rating. I mean, this thing's getting five stars everywhere.
Yeah. So we have to watch it closely to make sure that they don't start taking down any of those, because that's what they've done in the past. And we have to hold their feet to the fire, hold the mainstream media's feet to the fire, that they have to cover the stories that people really care about, and they have to write about the books. And like I said, even if they disagree, they have to make an argument of why they disagree.
Well, that's right. And Tony, something we saw starting about 10 years ago, but now it's almost everywhere. All these big newspapers, almost all of them got rid of comments. Now YouTube, a pro-Alex Jones quote or a pro-Robert F. Kennedy Jr. quote, by somebody may have 10,000 likes, it's way down the bottom. Something with five dislikes is the top saying a bad thing. YouTube even admits they put negative stuff up on top. So this is at every level. They're trying to stop the average person from having their voice heard, and this book is a major rallying point in that fight.
That's a great point that you brought up, because with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, the number one review was written by Dr. Mercola, and it had something like 7,500 likes. And that was just taken down. So now the top positive review has only 59 likes, and the top negative one has 2,500.
I mean, I see it all the time. They'll have some article that I have child porn that's totally not true, and then they'll have some dude with 500 likes at the top and somebody with 20,000 views cut out. I mean, this is organized brigades of fraud going on as the establishment tries to suppress human will.
This is, you know, this is the Ministry of Truth. This is 1984 happening before our eyes. And that's what this book is about. That's what The Great Reset is about. It's about all of these incredible processes that have been instituted in this country to take away your freedom.
And now they're trying to make it permanent. So in closing, it's critical, everybody, folks, why battle the lines and the traffic and all of it? Seriously, this is a serious war. I just want to stay on air and beat these people. Go get 5-10 copies in your Christmas shopping now. Where is the best place for people to go buy the book where it sells so many copies? Because we're just counting the weeks since it came out. It had even way more sales in pre-order, and they're ignoring those. But you're almost saying more important than regular listeners buying more copies is just do a review.
Right, definitely. Go on to Amazon, go on to BarnesandNoble.com, go on to Target.com, and write a review and make sure that it stays there. And then also write about, like I said, the New York Times, write about these things that are going on. And if you see them playing games, write about that. If you put a review up and it gets taken down, write about that. Put it on Instagram. Put it on Facebook.
That's right.
Put it on
They're
Twitter.
They're scared of this book being a rallying point, which it already is. So let's make it a battle point to get all the sheeple to go read it and find out. Just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, this is a very important book. Tony Lyons, thank you for being a visionary. Thanks for getting me to write the book. And God bless you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that was powerful. I got one more segment I'm going to do with some other news I want to hit. We're going to come back and cover it. But, man, the New York Times has never done this before. They are so scared. What is it in the Great Reset and the War for the World they don't want you to see?
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves,
Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live. And Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Then Sunday live with Owen Schroyer, Christy Lee, Harrison Smith, and others. That's coming up here in just a few minutes with your calls and a bunch of other news. All right. I meant to play this Friday. I didn't get to it. I'm going to play it now. Alex Stein. A lot of people were thinking, oh, this guy's just a troll. Oh, this guy, you know, what's he doing? He's very smart. They killed his mother with the COVID hospital garbage. And I told you, watch this guy carefully, because he's the type of people that the bad guys are getting off the bench with their activity. So he went out and trolled to get a massive following, and now he's showing you the intellectual he is. And when I'm in Connecticut with the next show trial, not this week, but next week, he'll be hosting one of the shows here, and he'll show you the real Alex Stein. That's why in his first phase, when he was here months ago, I said, stop it and show me who you really are, because I knew. He said later, he goes, not yet. But now he is showing them, and he's a very smart guy. And that's what I've been waiting for, is other men and women that have the power to take down the New World Order. I'm waiting for you. And I'm starting to see it. So it's very, very exciting. We're going to win this, folks. We already are winning intellectually, but it's going to get a lot rougher before we turn the tide. That's the way history works. But here he was last week on Tucker Carlson laying out the mind control, the trauma-based mind control.
And then, you know, we had to get conspiratorial, and we look at the Iran-Contra. The CIA was trading drugs with Nicaraguans for guns. We were giving them guns, and then they were taking that cocaine, and they were flying it into Mena, Arkansas, which Bill Clinton happened to be the governor of that state. And they were taking those drugs, and they were putting them in Florida. They were putting in California, Freeway, Ricky Ross. So they created the crack epidemic. So the same people that did that, they're creating the problems that we have today. So it's just a new drug for a new era.
Amazing.
Not really. So, it's scary.
No.
I know what you mean. I know you just mean that sarcastically.
Yeah, no, but it's just interesting because, I mean, I grew up in a world where, and I, speaking for myself, I actually believe that conspiracy theories were the way that dumb, uninformed people explained a complex world.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what was actually happening. You resorted to a conspiracy theory, and that was a mark of a low IQ.
Of course.
Now, I always think this. The more informed, the smarter the person, the more likely they are to be connecting the dots that you're connecting. So you grew up in a world where people just like assumed that the system was not on the level, I think.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance. It's like, you know, the government is, you know, has done corrupt stuff. You know, there's classified levels of intelligence that you'll never be a part of. But you have cognitive dissonance thinking that the government has your back. They don't. It's a personal people control system. They want to control us. And that's one of the biggest parts of why they want to keep you depressed. Because, Tucker, when you're constantly depressed, you're in what is called fight or flight. So your hormone response is constant cortisol. And that's why Brian Stelter, those guys, they constantly have the ticker on CNN. How many people die, how many people die, because people get addicted to that hormonal response. And once you're in that fear state of fight or flight, you can't see the forest for the tree right in front of your face.
Yes.
So then they can literally, like a dog with a treat, they can make you do whatever you want. And that treat is just more trauma, what I call trauma-based mind control, just more fear tactics in order to control you. So that's what's happening now, is the mainstream media, not you, but the most of the mainstream media uses fear to control us. And that's the same mechanism that the government uses.
I couldn't agree more.
So, three big takeaways from that. Three big takeaways. And what are they? There's even more than that in 2 minutes, but what are the takeaways? Become aware of the globalist operation. Step outside their propaganda. See how they're controlling you. Become conscious of it. And Tucker Carlson, I used to think people that were conspiratorial were wrong. Now I see that's the real world view to understand this, because that's what we're dealing with. We don't have altruistic good leaders that want to build a better society for their children and your children. We have bad people. During a good cycle, that normally is true, but not during corrupt cycle. Was Hitler out for your own good? Was Stalin? Was Mao? Was Genghis Khan? No. So stop being a chump. And so those are two of the big takeaways, but what's the third takeaway? There's more than one way to skin a cat. And what Alex Stein has done, going out and trolling them and doing all this to build up a big audience and then attack them with intellectual information, that's what I did. And I really wasn't conscious about it the first 10 years, but on air 28, 29 years. But now that's where we are. And I'm like a man that's been out in the ocean, thrown off a ship for a day, swimming for his life, finally finding an island to rest, because that's what I love seeing, is the Joe Rogans, the Tucker Carlsons, and the Alex Steins waking up and getting hardcore and realizing that the tyranny's real, because that's when our real mission has been complete. We are the men and women in the arena. Now, I'm coming in tomorrow to do the first hour, and then we're going to have Andrew Tate, the Big Exclusive Interview, and more after that. I'm going to fly up to Dallas on my buddy's helicopter tomorrow at noon so I can get to the studios of Steve Crowder and do his huge show. I'll be back in the evening. But tomorrow's going to be a big show. But tomorrow in the first hour, I'm going to hit the news I didn't get to and all the other breaking news like this. Well, this story out of the London Guardian says it all, doesn't it? Guns brought through credit cards in the U.S. will now be trackable. You're already giving info to the ATF. You're already going through a background check. Why will they say at all gun shops and all sporting goods stores, be put in a database? Because they're going to use that database against you outside of law. That's corporate governance. That's the universal credit score. That's the social credit score. That's their plan. And that's so damn illegal. And the governors and Congress and others should be acting, and they will. But this is the enemy making their move, and tomorrow we'll be covering it. This story out of MSN. This robot catches grandma before she falls. So a robot follows grandma around to make sure he doesn't fall. It surveils grandma. It watches grandma. It controls grandma. It's the AI takeover. You see that right there. That's the next level of the home assistant. 1,100 plus athletes die from sudden death. The majority just in the last year and a half. And some good news. I meant to get to this, but judge tells White House to turn over emails from KJP, Fauci, to social media platforms where they've been directing censorship. Yeah, you can censor if you want as a platform, but not in coordination with the government. That's illegal. We'll be talking about this and this big clip tomorrow. Senator Hawley puts entire Biden regime on notice. An army of whistleblowers has produced evidence that exposes their entire program. And I've got the articles here where they call it sleeper cells with Project Veritas, how they see themselves as agents working against the American people. We need more Josh Hawleys. We need more. Like the new conservative leader who's got the votes to beat Trudeau up in Canada, Pierre Poilievre. But I'll say this very briefly. This is a fundraiser. This is how we stay on air. It's on a founder coin. The first three coins were founder coins, and all founders are getting special access and benefits that only they get via their email that I'm not going to talk about on air. It's inside baseball. It's Fight Club stuff. But this is the fourth coin that is a fundraiser coin that is a piece of history, and there's only 10,000 of these, and we need to stay on air. Plus, it's amazing. The man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt coin. Teddy Roosevelt on the front, on the back, a gladiator, the man in the arena. What an incredible piece of history. What a collector's item. Many of the previous coins are selling for 3-4 times what we sold them for. It is pure 999 silver, silver round, citizen of Republic, man in the arena coin. And the markup you see on them is to keep us on the air and launch special projects. So thank you all for your support. All three of the other coins kept us on air. This coin will take us to the next level. And even though folks that bought the first three coins get exclusive content and special deals and other products and so much more that pay you back within a month for what you did, those emails have already gone out where folks that are founding members get this coin for like $39 less than retail. We're going to have subscription services that are free to you. We're going to have films. You get everything. This is so important. So, even though it's on a founding member coin, we're going to give founding member benefits to everybody that gets the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin at 1776coin.com. It's not available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's exclusively available at 1776coin.com. That takes you to PatriotCollectibles.com. So get your Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin, historic. Truly be in the arena. Keep us on air in the fight. Get your Teddy Roosevelt coin. Man the arena now at 1776coin.com. These will sell out quick. Thank you.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.